Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think we're in a really interesting spot where you and I both agree they've got to do something. I think they need to do something significant. And I think, unfortunately, listen, it's got to be Jarrett, and it's got to be either Donovan or Darius. I think we know who they would choose. I think we know who they're committed to. But I think given Donovan's got a free agency choice in a year, I know he's still got a contract, but that's when the next time to opt in further is. And I think given the fact that Darius and him just do not fit together in the postseason when the levy breaks on that offense,
yeah,
it's now. So I think it's time. It makes sense that he's in these conversations. I wouldn't trade Darius for Kevin Durant.
Him too.
Any of the Kevins, really.
Well, Mobley's supposed to be Kevin
James,
Garnett. So. Oh, I saw Kevin James, by the way, out. Oh, you're going to hate this. He was out last night. You know who performed in Columbus? Jelly Roll. And Jelly Roll brought Kevin James out to sing songs together.
That is fat man on fat man crime. Jelly Roll, come on, he's not one of us.
And it was big Kevin James. It was not like, I mean, well, hold on. Jelly Roll's not one of you guys now?
That's not what I said. I said Kevin James is not one of us.
Oh, no. You got to see the video. Like Kevin James, because obviously he did like Paul Blart Mall Cop, and he was like big for that and everything, and King of Queens. But then he went skinny. He went very skinny. And then he started playing Sean Payton and guys like that. Now he's back to being big now.
Yeah, no.
It looked good on him.
You can be fat and not a fat person. Meaning like a fat person's person. For instance, my boy John Anderson, who grew up with us, Woodridge Height. I'm sorry, I totally copped the thing from Baskin and realized I did it in real time.
I thought you were talking about a Sports Center anchor, so we're cool.
We were at a party our senior year, and we were all relaxed. It was a long day. It was a long day. No other reason we were relaxed. But John, unironically, said to a room full of people, "Man, I hate fat people." And John was not a svelte man. And I just remember thinking, like, you're not, you know, not gobble gobble one of us. You were the opposite of that. That's Kevin James. Kevin James was a jock who happened to get fat and then play fat in a very demeaning way towards fat people. No soul. He's got no soul.
He's back to being large. Didn't Jax one time call you Jelly Roll? And then we talked about Kevin James earlier today, and you have a lot of Kevin James opinions. I think your head would have exploded if you saw this video. And Jelly Kevin Roll, James, singing, yeah, by the way.
I'm going to say this right now. Jelly singing. Roll, do better.
Now,
do better.
How does the community look on him and the fact that he clearly was on Ozempic or something and he's lost a lot of weight
himself?
Don't
care. The man's lost some weight. He had some health. We don't want the filling to roll out of Jelly Roll.
Yeah. Okay.
He's just rolling now. That can be taken a few different ways.
He's just rolling now.
Yeah. Or he's just jelly. Right?
Well, no, I think the jelly went away.
Well, no, the jelly's if he's got diabetes, but he's skinnier. The roll went away. All right, the point is, we're just happy for Jelly Roll to lose that weight. Seems like a legit, like, nice dude. We're in the Jelly Roll camp, even if I'm not a big fan of any of his music. That doesn't matter. I'm a fan of the person.
That's funny how I'm that same way, too, and that I don't care for really any of his music, but I think he's a good dude.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain people you're just like, I think that guy's a good dude and I root for him.
No BS. Very talented.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He just happens to play in genres that don't work for me. But there's no disputing that Jelly Roll's talented, unlike Kevin James, who is just a hack. But I wouldn't trade Darius Garland for him. Now, I do think this begs a question. I thought you put it the best way, so I'm just going to say exactly. Is Darius being floated in these talks? Is this proof that they have interest in moving Darius, or that they're just doing their due diligence?
I think they're doing their due diligence, and actually thinking more about it, I think that I think they got worried that maybe Evan would think to themselves, wait, the only way you get Durant is if I'm involved, and so now they're like, oh, no, but let it be clear. Garland was the name that was in this discussion, and he's the one we're talking about. Because, listen, you can upset Darius, and I think it will upset Darius, but you don't want to come close to upsetting Evan in any sort of way.
I don't think Darius would be that upset if he got traded.
I don't think he loves the idea that he would be in trade conversations this year, even though he put himself in those trade conversations last year, despite what him and his agency want to tell you.
I think Darius is in the rare win-win situation that if he has to stay in Cleveland, he's more comfortable now than he has been. But if he gets dealt to anywhere out there, specifically a spot like New Orleans, where he could just run the offense, Jordan Poole gets residuals of having playing next to Darius, and then he just sets a table for Zion. And that's a specific, but it could be anywhere. As long as it's his own team, I think Darius would be happy.
Is Colin Sexton happy?
Well, we're not going to compare a top 10 point guard in the NBA to a combo guard who puts a lot of points up on a bad team, right?
I mean, isn't that the? I mean, essentially, it's a better role than what Darius wouldn't be going to Utah, but we could talk about those type of discussions.
I mean, Darius is going somewhere to be one of their three best players, not.
Yeah, but the point is that it's going to be on a team where he's not going to be playing in big, important postseason games.
I don't know that that's guaranteed. I mean,
we can come up with every conversation for Darius that you want. You want to send him to Minnesota, and it's a different conversation, obviously, right? But if you want to send him to New Orleans, that's a different conversation, too.
But listen, I think...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think they're doing their due diligence. But I just think for all the different rumors out there, they can say whatever they want. They know that the only way you can fulfill the best odds to be in the NBA Finals next year is if you actually do the logical thing, which is, and it doesn't have to necessarily just be Darius, but reshaping this roster in a meaningful way around Donovan and Evan. So... yes, they are doing their due diligence. I don't think Darius's name coming up in this is accident. I don't think it's just due diligence. Yeah,
but is there anything to the idea that they're trying to skew away from anyone suggesting it was Mobley? Remember when we did the Giannis and Mobley discussions a couple weeks ago? That was it. It was Mobley's name. It was all trade fan trade scenarios, but it was Mobley's name attached to it. I don't think that was an accident that a couple of the NBA people, national people, then got whispers that no, don't even think about it being Mobley's name. That was Garland's name. That was going to go in that return for Durant.
Why would they care about what name people think?
Because you don't want to upset Evan Mobley. You don't want him to think that he's on the market or anything's going to be changed with them. If everything they've said about Evan Mobley is that he's the future and he's everything that matters for this team, they want to keep that, even if it's fake, and I don't think it is, but they want to keep that pristine.
216-474-0092 is and not just the O'Connor part, but the obvious realization that if you traded for Kevin Durant, you would have to give up Darius Garland and very likely Jared Allen as well. Is this proof the Cavs have interest in moving Darius, or are they just doing due diligence? I think it's more than just due diligence. Alex in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Alex.
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
What's up, Alex?
Hey, so I really just think that they're just putting it out there. I really don't think that they're honestly willing to go try to grab KD. I think this was more of just fishing. I think it was pretty much, hey, what does KD cost? Too much. Okay, fine. But regardless, to the point of separating the core four, I don't subscribe to the fact that you should necessarily be breaking up the core four this coming year. Because we saw when push came to shove, because the core four was injured in the playoffs, it was really the bench that pretty much let it all down. I think we really should be trying to solidify our bench behind this core four. I think that'll certainly help us continue to make a championship run. I mean, I would love to see a guard in here to the likes of Christian Brown. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the name, but he's a guard out of Denver. 6'6", can shoot the three, lights out, and get rid of him. How great would it be to have even him just on the bench behind Donovan and Garland? And he's not a 6'1 guard. So...
he is big. Alex, he's big. He's 6'6". Appreciate you.
Alex, we appreciate it. Real quick, Alex, before we let you go, should JP have one of the pieces of pizza left in the studio right now? He's looking pretty famished.
Oh, come on. You got to have it.
Look at that.
It's free pizza. No one turns on free
Alex,
pizza.
That's the way we go there, Alex. I'm sorry. Famished. It's called drop.
That's my skin complexion.
No. I mean, you look a little peckish. You haven't...
A little peckish?
You're a little peckish. And I worry about you. You know, you can have high blood sugar, low blood sugar.
I worry about you as well, though. There's just as much free pizza here offered for you.
We're different boats there. I got to worry about my high blood pressure. You know, I could be on the precipice of diabetes. You don't have these concerns that I have. I think you're right where you need to be, if but only you had one piece of pizza.
I've been good for a day and a half. It's been a day and a half. I like to make it to day two.
I mean, I'd say it's only a day and a half. What are you really ruining?
You do get to reset. That's the point. You do get to reset very easily, and I'm very well aware of this, but we both know it's a slippery slope for me.
Okay.
I have one piece of pizza. We got 10 pieces of pizza, and before you know it, I'm stopping and getting candy on the way home as well.
Oh, not him, Lord. Me. Take me instead. Oh, I got to follow this up with some Skittle gummies? Man. First, I mean...
That's not helping me.
Let me tell you, third world problems over here with Johnny Pizza or Pizza Land. I think Pizza Land's better. That's not a little close to Pizzagate. But I think Pizza Land's better than Johnny Pizza.
Pizza Land is at least relatively clever. Johnny Pizza is like, hey, Nicky Pizza, how we doing? Like, you can call anyone... You can throw a Y on the back of anyone's name and then say pizza.
Is this proof that the Cavs have interest in moving Darius? Are they just doing due diligence? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.